Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD whisperer. Ever feel like your brain's playing a game of whack-a-mole with your emotions? One minute you're feeling totally on top of the world, the next you're drowning in self-criticism. That roller coaster can be exhausting, right? But guess what? We don't have to just ride it. We can actually learn to navigate it with more grace and ease. Today's episode is all about building self-compassion and emotional intelligence. Those superpowers that can transform how you handle stress, build stronger relationships, and ultimately, live a happier, more fulfilling life. So, imagine this. You're having a tough day. Maybe you missed an important deadline, or a project didn't go as planned. Your inner critic starts chirping away. You should have known better. This is all your fault. Why can't you just get it right? Sound familiar? We've all been there. But here's the thing. Self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support that you would offer a good friend going through a similar situation. Think of it like this. If your best friend was having a rough day, would you yell at them? Heck no. You'd probably offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, maybe even some chocolate chip cookies, because everyone loves those. Why not extend the same level of kindness and understanding to yourself? When those negative thoughts creep in, try replacing them with something more compassionate. This is really challenging right now, but I'm doing my best, or, I made a mistake, but that doesn't define me. Now, let's talk emotional intelligence. It's basically your ability to understand and manage your own emotions, as well as recognize and influence the emotions of others. Think of it as your emotional GPS, helping you navigate the complex world of feelings with awareness and skill. One key aspect of emotional intelligence is self-awareness. Knowing what triggers your emotions and how they affect your thoughts and behaviors. It's like becoming a detective of your own mind, noticing patterns and understanding why you react the way you do. Ever notice how certain situations can make you feel instantly irritated or anxious? Recognizing those triggers can be incredibly empowering because it allows you to take proactive steps to manage them. Another important part is empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. It's like stepping into someone else's shoes and seeing the world from their perspective. Cultivating empathy can help you build stronger relationships, resolve conflicts more effectively, and create a more compassionate world around you. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you're working on a big project with a teammate, but they seem stressed and overwhelmed. Instead of getting frustrated or dismissive, try taking a moment to connect with them. Ask how they're feeling. Offer your support, and maybe even suggest ways to lighten their workload. By showing empathy and understanding, you can not only help your teammate feel heard and supported, but also strengthen your bond and create a more positive work environment. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? First, remember that self-compassion isn't about being perfect. It's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding, even when you make mistakes. Second, building emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. Start by becoming more aware of your own emotions and triggers, then practice empathy and compassion towards others. Remember, folks, self-compassion and emotional intelligence are like superpowers that can transform your life. It takes time and effort to cultivate these skills, but the rewards are worth it. So, I challenge you to start practicing self-compassion today. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. We're all in this together. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little extra compassion and emotional intelligence in their lives. And if you found this episode helpful, leave us a review. It means the world to us. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.